This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Dr. Fauci, do protests increase the spread of the virus?
Crowding together, particularly when you're not wearing a mask, contributes to the spread of the virus.
Should we limit the protesting?
Well, I'm not in a position to determine what the government can do in a forceful way.
Well, you make all kinds of recommendations. You make comments on dating, on baseball, on everything you can imagine.
If you want to go a little bit more intimate, well, then that's your choice regarding a risk.
When we were discussing how to open up baseball again, I was one of, I'm sure, many people that they consulted with.
Should we try to limit the protests?
No, I think I would leave that to people who have more of a position to do that.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I think we're going to get to the point where eye protection is recommended.
You know, it might. I mean, if you really want perfect protection of your mucosal surfaces.
Say it in English, doc.
If you have goggles or an eye shield, you should use it.
Doctors say he has to live in a plastic bubble. Can you imagine that? A bubble.
A bubble?
A bubble.
Yes, a bubble.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
The China ban. Do you think that decision saved lives, Dr. Fauci?
Yes, I do.
The president recommended that we extend that to Europe. Do you think that decision saved lives?
Yes, I do.
We saw the United Kingdom have an outbreak. Did that decision save lives?
Yes, it did.
You and President Trump have been in agreement on most of those decisions.
We were in agreement on virtually all of those.
Unchained and unstoppable.
We certainly have this perception in the Northeast that all the red states are, you know, they're getting what was coming to them because they refused to follow these mandates.
You are a sad, strange little man, and you have my pity.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Here's a little media news. I think this is probably good news, though, for Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity. James Murdoch, that's the son of Rupert Murdoch, one of his two sons, resigns from News Corp board, citing disagreements. That's what he, quote unquote, disagreements over editorial content. In a letter of resignation filed Friday afternoon, Murdoch wrote, "My resignation is due to disagreements over certain editorial content published by the company's news outlets and certain other strategic decisions." I don't know this. We don't know what it's all about yet, but this guy, James Murdoch, I'm pretty sure he's the liberal brother. The other brother is more quote unquote centrist, but this guy, I believe, is the one who he and his wife, it was reported, just gave $615,000 each to the Biden campaign, to the super PACs, $615,000 each, the husband and the wife. And now he's gone. And, you know, they own in addition to owning the Fox News Channel and the New York Post, this company also owns the Wall Street Journal. And the Wall Street Journal has the people that work in the newsroom, so-called, have been trying to be as woke as the New York Times. So I think this is a good development for keeping conservative voices alive, such as they are in the American media. And sometimes I have my doubts about the Wall Street Journal, even the editorial page. 844-500-4242. I'd like to thank everybody who, has written me notes or sent me condolences for the death of my dog Gunnar last weekend. And I got a nice picture. One of Grace's family friends gave me a nice painting of Gunnar. It's in my office now. And I opened I got a box today delivered to me. And inside was a coffee mug with a picture of me and Gunnar that was on the website. Someone had taken that off and put it on. I really appreciated that. I appreciated everything everyone said and did, all the messages everybody left. And I got a card. I just want to share one card that I got, a sympathy card today from a lawyer in North Quincy. And it's just nice in the loss of your dog, hoping you find comfort in remembering all the love, loyalty, and companionship you saved. And it was a nice card. His name is Chris. And Chris is a pug guy. And so he wrote me a nice letter along with the condolence note. And he said he lived in North Quincy, and his aunt lived nearby, Virginia. And she was friends with another couple of people in the neighborhood. They were poodle people, but they liked pugs, as she puts it. Their names were Catherine Gregg and Jimmy Bulger, also known as Whitey. They loved Little Joe. Little Joe was his pug at the time. And Jimmy told me to take Joe to Angel Memorial for his allergies. Jimmy asked me what I did. I told him I was a lawyer specializing in land, probate, and civil matters. Here's the funny part. After that, Jimmy would stop by in his Crown Vic when I was walking Joe the pug. He asked me how I got Joe and et cetera, et cetera. Jimmy always told me, always buy a woman a dog. It will keep her home at night. So that's the wit and wisdom of Whitey Bulger on dogs. I'll repeat that. Always buy a woman a dog. It will keep her home at night.
Sounds like a George Jones song.
And Chris says, now we have Hank the pug. I hope you can meet him someday. I hope I can too. Hank the pug. All right. 844-500-4242. There used to be a building at UNC, my alma mater, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. It was named the Carr Building. It's no longer named the Carr Building. It's named after former trustee Julian S. Carr. He helped finance the Democrat Party's white supremacy campaign of 1898, which, quote, stripped black men of the right to vote and institutionalized racial segregation, according to the commission's report. They renamed a bunch of different buildings. He also used violence, et cetera, and was a self-proclaimed proud member of the Ku Klux Klan, which should be the cue to you that he is no relation of mine, because people named Carr from my side of the family can't get into the Ku Klux Klan.
How disappointed were you that you were not confused with this car, therefore you were not the reason that this car got canceled?
Well, you know, the town next to Chapel Hill, Taylor, is Carrboro. So I used to get asked sometimes by older people in the town, are you one of the cars? And I said, I'm a Portland car. I'm not a Carrboro car. But I wonder if Carrboro is also named after Julian Carr, and whether or not that's going to be have to be renamed. 844-500-4242.
I'd love to see it come to that. I want to see a whole town get renamed and have to go through all of the buildings, all the municipal buildings, all the fleets of trucks and everything, all the mailboxes, everything has to be changed. That'd be fun to watch.
I just want Yale University. If I had to rename one thing, that would be my first one to go, Yale University, because they have so many virtue signalers there. It's close to Harvard, and it's ahead of Princeton, I think, and Stanford in terms of virtue signaling alumni and students and faculty and administrators. I'd love to see Yale have to give up their name. 844-500-4242. 42. Uber Jason says, just tuned in, had no idea about Gunnar, just hearing it now. At least Pearl has company up there in the big dog park in the sky. Tell the mailroom manager and your kids I send my condolences. Thank you, Uber Jason. And again, thanks to everybody who sent in condolences and sympathies and all that. And we appreciate all the thoughts that you've offered us. 844-500-4242. I don't even remember where the Carr Building was. They said it used to be a dorm. I don't remember it. I remember they also renamed the building the ACOC. That was a dorm up on the main part of the campus. I remember an ACOC dorm, but that's gone too. There are a bunch of buildings that are gone. So I don't, you know.
It's obvious why that one was renamed.
Well, no. It's a big name in North Carolina, ACOG. It's just one of those things. All right, 844-500-4242. We're going to play a lot of cuts from Charlie Parker's press conference today. He's really getting angry. People are having too much fun in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and by God, he's going to put his foot down if it doesn't end sooner rather than later. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Thanks for taking the call. And I just wanted to say I dropped my daughter off about a week ago at White Plains Airport, which is great for us down here because we don't have to go to LaGuardia.
Yeah.
And I was talking to the American Airlines attendant there when I dropped her off. He said, well, enjoy the flight. He goes, because we're canceling the flights again. They have 6 flights a day to Chicago.
Yeah.
Going down to 0. We're going to 0.
Lord, they've laid off tens of thousands of employees in the airline industry, haven't they, John?
Yes, and the guy's comment was interesting. They had raised their flights for August. They were going to be back at 40% capacity.
Yeah.
And as soon as Como put the quarantine in, their bookings dropped like 50%. So they had to, you know, they basically had to shut the airport down.
I don't understand. Cuomo's another one of these guys like Charlie Parker in Massachusetts that is patting himself on the back. And he accused Trump last week of gross negligence. I mean, how dare someone who sent COVID-19 positive patients who were actually sick back into the nursing homes? How can he accuse anybody else of gross negligence? Ugh, these people are just, they're despicable. And the governor of Illinois is no bargain either, Pritzker, the one who said shut down travel in Illinois, and then his family got on a private jet and flew down to PBI, Palm Beach International, and then went to their horse farm in Wellington. It's just the hypocrisy, the double standards here are just breathtaking. Thanks for the call, John. Sue, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sue.
Hey, Howie. You know what? I've been saying this for months, that Jim Crow Pelosi is going around the country and having all these Confederate names and bases and statues torn down because they did convince, but people are waking up to it, that the Republican Party was the party of the KKK when it's always been the Democrat Party.
Right.
So, and Jim Crow Pelosi... That's what I call her, and I call Schumer Hitler Schumer.
Well, he's not. You shouldn't. I don't know if you should call him. He's Jewish. I don't know if you should call him Hitler. But you know, the thing is, Sue, they really are. They're trying to rewrite history on the fly. The Democrats. Tom Perez, the chairman of the DNC, a few months back, he got caught saying that Governor George Wallace of Alabama was a Republican. And I mean, that's not like back in the days of Julian Carr and Jim Crow and the, you know, 1898. I mean, Governor Wallace was running Alabama as recently as what, 45 years ago. And he had to know he wasn't a Republican, but maybe he didn't. Thanks for the call, Sue. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
The paper boy with a big microphone, Howie Carr.
This is Jeff in Woodstock, Connecticut.
This is Laura Benner in South Burlington, Vermont.
This is Jimmy Mack in Falmouth, Massachusetts, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
Somebody just checked on Wikipedia, Carrboro, North Carolina. It is named after Julian Carr, the Klansman. So they're going to have to rename Carrboro, too. I'm going to make a modest suggestion. You know, it is close to Chapel Hill, and you do want to name it after an alumnus. Howieboro. Seems about right. Howieboro, North Carolina. I always wanted to live in Carrboro, and then I would get my North Carolina driver's license, Howie Carr, Carrboro. Because I thought that would, you know, be one of those, I wouldn't have to say, do you know who I am, if I ever got lugged. But
do you know who I am?
Didn't work out that way. Never had a Carrboro driver, never had a Carrboro address, and now I probably never will have one. Honey is the free online shopping tool that automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart. And now it's part of the PayPal family. Start saving in seconds. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/Howie. That's joinhoney.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should the voting age be raised to 21?
Yes, it should.
82% say yes.
All right. Okay, one more story before we go to the phone lines. We got full lines here. People want to talk. They just made arrests in the Twitter hack. Remember that last week? They hacked into all these celebs' accounts. Obama, Biden, Elon Musk, Bill Gates. And they said send money and I'll match the money. Send bitcoins and all that. And they reaped the hack reaped over $100,000, but they just arrested a guy in Florida, in Tampa, 17 years old. He's a prodigy. They're not even naming him. And there were two more individuals who were formally charged, including a 22-year-old in Orlando and a 19-year-old in the UK. But they were apparently just, the henchmen, the minions of this 17-year-old. This was not an ordinary 17-year-old, says the press release from the state attorney that arrested him. This is pretty amazing. This is a good story.
Howie, this is going to be one of those things that becomes a movie in 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, a prodigy kid.
Oh, yeah.
Who
I think I don't even think it'll take 5 years, Grace.
Yeah, this is a good story.
Yeah, this is going to be really good. It looks like the Justice Department didn't use his name, but it looks like the U.S. state attorney did, but they cut it out of the piece we've got it in. The investigation revealed Redacted 17 was the mastermind of the recent hack. He was arrested in Tampa early today. Redacted scheme to defraud stole the identities of prominent people, posted messages in their names directing victims to send Bitcoin to accounts associated with Redacted, and reaped more than $100,000 in Bitcoin in just one day. As a cryptocurrency, Bitcoin is difficult to track and recover if stolen in a scam. So this was good police work. This was excellent police work, as a matter of fact. 844-500-4242. Congratulations on getting the perp. They weren't baffled for long, were they? Jeff, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing, Howie?
Good.
Yeah, that's good, man. I was thinking about you and your dog and a lot of years. And, I have my own hound dog, but really it's a cat. It acts like a dog.
Yeah. I sometimes thought I had a dog that acted like a cat. You know, I know.
Yeah. He's totally missing his front teeth, but, I mean, he's a fighter. He's a real good guy.
Yeah. Yeah, Gunnar lost his teeth as the years went by. And I had to chop the chicken up a little finer than I did in the early days. But
Dr. Houghton work with pugs?
the thing is with dogs, when their teeth start to go bad, I guess it's the same with humans, but, it really affects their breath. Halitosis. Hound halitosis. It's really tough. It's really tough. All right. We'll be right back and we'll take more phone calls. Thanks for the call, Jeff. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 401 says, how can baby brother Boston Bomber get a new trial because of media publicity and biased jurors, but that's not the case for Roger Stone or General Flynn? Exactly. Yeah. So, the Joker, Sarnieff, mass-murdering Muslim foreign-born terrorist, gets a better deal from the federal courts than Roger Stone or General Flynn, neither of whom did anything other than work for Donald Trump. They didn't kill anybody. innocent people. They didn't set off any bombs. They weren't on welfare either, unlike both Sarnia brothers. Speed bumped the deceased one that was run over by the Joker, or the Joker himself. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Let's play some of these cuts from Charlie Parker today. He really has become a party pooper. What's he going to do next? Is he going to bring back the stocks? You know, his back in the old days, they would put, if you sinned against the laws of the colony, they would put you in stocks, and I don't know how to describe it. They just put your hands would be out and you'd be chained into planks, and you'd have your head out, and the people would throw crap at you because you were stuck there, just sitting there when those in the stocks, as they called it. They got to have the stock. Are there going to be any hangings for anybody who really violates it, like has a big pool party and is not the lieutenant governor? Will they have hangings like they had of witches in Salem? And, you know, they used to have this thing called the Watch and Ward Society that would shut down immoral activities in the city of Boston. So I guess they're going to have to bring back the Watch and Ward Society. Bring back the phrase banned in Boston. If you were a play or a book and you were banned in Boston, it was great for sales or box office outside of Boston, because Boston was a blue nose community. But now I guess we're going to be blue nose again. So let's play cut 21.
I will say this. The Travel Form website has had over 1 million hits since we put it up, and there are 8,000 people so far who have filled out the form. Already, yeah.
They filled out their papers so that they can produce their papers. Okay, so here he's coming down on parties. And again, he sounds like Cotton Mather. Cut 18.
The situations I just recapped are a recipe for disaster and need to stop if we want to continue to reopen and get back to a new normal in everybody's lives here in Massachusetts.
A recipe for disaster. What do you call the unemployment rate going from 2.9% last year at this time to 17.4%? Is that 1,144,000 people filing for unemployment? Is that a recipe for disaster? And he's talking about a new normal. How do we get back to a new normal? Good Lord. Cut 19.
We've seen troubling clusters developed primarily as a result of not so much the reopening of the Commonwealth's economy, but related to issues associated with private recreational behavior. And I think from our point of view, if we continue to see rises in positive test rates, we're going to have to make some changes.
You know what? Speaking as a voter, I'm looking forward to making some changes in 2022. And I think I speak for many people who will be taking a Republican ballot that year. We'll try to get rid of him in the primary. You know, I'm unenrolled, but that means I can take a Republican or a Democrat ballot. And believe me, I would, as I said earlier, I would crawl across broken glass about now to vote against this Bindle stiff. Cut 15.
Some of the cluster incidents that are being investigated Clusters. By the Department of Public Health include a large lifeguard party in Falmouth, a house party in Chatham, an unauthorized football camp in South Weymouth, a high school graduation party held in Chelmsford, and a large house party in Wrentham. Just yesterday, we heard about a 90-person prom party that was held in Cohasset that's now being investigated also as a possible cluster.
Well, let me add up the deaths for you in all those locations, Falmouth and the boat, the party boat, and every Chatham. Zero fatalities. How many fatalities at the Holyoke Soldiers Home, which he is directly responsible for and for whom he put in as superintendent, a hack politician who gave him $950 and gave pay-to-play Polito as lieutenant governor $1,000? 76.
Sorry.
76 dead there, and he doesn't care. He doesn't care about that. He didn't mention that. Nobody dead in any of these quote-unquote clusters. that he was so concerned about. Okay, do we have any more clusters that you'd like to talk about? Cluster bleeps, Governor Parker, cut 16.
Another gathering that was in the news this week was at Bay State Health Systems, where people got lax about wearing coverings in the break rooms. Now they're dealing with dozens of cases. There was also a party on a private boat in Boston Harbor that's currently
cruise.
Also under investigation as a cluster by the Department of Public Health.
You know what Governor Parker's least favorite cereal is?
What is it?
Honey Bunches of Oats. He doesn't like the clusters.
People got lax. People got lax. Remember that. Don't ever get lax. How does the virus spread, with the virus which is not taking the summer off, as we know? How does it spread best, Governor Parker? Cut 7.
After battling COVID for months, our healthcare experts know that transmission is more likely in very large groups where people aren't wearing face coverings or socially distancing.
Unless they're looting. If they're looting, it's been proven by the data that there are no clusters of COVID-19. Only when people are attempting to have a graduation party or a funeral or a wedding or a church service or maybe play a round of golf is there any transmission of COVID-19. Rioting and looting, throwing Molotov cocktails, shooting at cops on Tremont
Street. Thousands of people have been congregating in large groups over the past several weeks to exercise their First Amendment rights in the wake of the George Floyd murder.
That's right. That's right. Send me that cut too, Taylor, so I can have that one. So have we missed any opportunities, Governor Parker? Cut 14.
These missed opportunities to keep the door that we all worked so hard to close
shut
are contributing to a slight but important rise in positive cases here in Massachusetts.
And again, positive means nothing. Positive just means you tested for it and you have it. Doesn't mean you're sick. And it most certainly doesn't mean you're going to die unless you're very old or you have underlying conditions, comorbidities. Okay, Baker's really getting mad now. How angry are you, Tal Duvall? Cut 22.
This whole question about how much we collectively are willing to do to keep ourselves and our neighbors and our friends healthy is a big benchmark. Because if this whole thing goes south, it's going to land on them. And they're the ones who just finished helping us dig out.
I'll tell you who it's already landed on, those 1,144,000 people who filed for unemployment, 17.4% of the state workforce. I think it's landed on them, your stupidity, your craven cowardness, your corruption, your incompetence, taking $52,000 from the death house operators and then trying to blame it on somebody else. Cut 23.
You know, there are rules here and a lot of them are a pain in the neck. I just saw the folks in New Bedford canceled the Blessed Feast of the Sacrament, which is one of our all-time favorite events.
Yeah, right.
But this
goes
kind of
to
stuff,
a wooden church.
Sports events without fans. What is that?
God. You know, if Mumbles were here, you know what he'd be saying? You're not allowed to conjugate on the common no more. Mary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mary.
Oh, hi, Howie. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Thanks
Hello?
For calling. I'm here.
I just had a thought. Like, we have drive up for McDonald's and anything else, can't we drive up to vote? I mean, if the Democrats say, oh, it's too unsafe and whatever, then drive up to vote. Why can't we set it up that way? Because mail-in ballots, obviously, are a fraud.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a lot of the polling places are in areas where there's no parking, and how are you going to have people sitting in line? And I don't know. I don't think that's going to work, Barry. I don't know what the answer is here. I wish I knew. I don't think Donald Trump knows what the answer is. I know what the Democrats say the answer is. Just print up millions of ballots and just send them out everywhere, and we'll just fill them all out. And we'll keep counting votes until the Democrats win. It's like it's going to be like the Soviet Union when Stalin said it doesn't matter who votes. It matters who counts the votes. And that's what the Democrats are counting on for sure. Thanks for the call, Mary. I'm sorry I don't have more of an answer to this this conundrum, this slow moving scandal that's unfolding here. 844-500-4242-603. I love the irony that Baker is suddenly worried about the frontline workers after supporting this bill to take qualified immunity away for those same frontline workers, including nurses. Yeah, there are so many ironies here, so much hypocrisy, so many double standards. You know, and again, he keeps saying we've all got to work together. His idea of working together is he issues a cretinous, ridiculous, preposterous order that's only going to hurt people, and he expects you to obey it. That's he issues the order, and you and I obey. That's his idea of working together. We comply, we conform, or he's going to fine us, or maybe even throw us in jail. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Howie, we've been out here in Ohio now for 30-some years.
Yeah.
And I want everybody to know in New England that there is a different world. And the different world is those of us in Ohio understand what happens and what is real.
Yeah, you've got a bad connection, or I'd keep you on longer, Bob. But I understand that. I mean, it's even different once you get outside of say 128 in Massachusetts. I mean, it's somewhat more sane than it is inside in places like Cambridge and Somerville and Boston. But you're right. I mean, once you get out into the heartland, the fruited plain, as Rush Limbaugh calls it, things are very, very different. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr.
This is Chris in Rochester, Mass.
This is Mark in Nashville, New Hampshire.
This is Lorna in Truckstown, Pennsylvania. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
You gotta fight for your right to
party. Damn right. 844-500-4242. I just looked at my email during the break. What just has come in? An email from the Charlie Parker administration. Baker Polito administration launches hashtag MaskUpMA, reminding residents to wear face coverings to stop COVID-19 spread. Oh. The effort will underscore the importance of wearing masks across multiple channels, including video testimonials on social media, a new PSA, and a website, MaskGov/MaskUp. I think it may finally be time to come up with the t-shirt that I've been thinking about for a long time, which is no mask, no problem. What do you think, Taylor?
I like it. I also like a mask with just a giant hole where your mouth should be. You can say you're wearing a mask, but it has the same effect.
No mask, no problem. We'll think about that over the weekend. These people are truly out of control. This has gone to his head. I mean, he is so intoxicated with his power. And he hanging out with these people that wear white lab coats. He thinks they really know everything. 844-500-4242. If you're looking for some good reading, go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store. You can get all of my books. They're all autographed. Everything you can order right now is autographed. So check it out. And we still got some good specials on books. HowieCarrShow.com and click on store. All right. 774 says fewer than 10,000 deaths in a state of 7 million people doesn't come close to justifying the nonsense we're being put through. I know. It doesn't. I totally agree. Rocky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rocky.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I got a couple quick things I want to ask you. This guy, Fuji, he sounds like he smokes four packs of Cools a day.
He does.
And the other thing I wanted to ask you is Obama, right, giving a eulogy at a dead man's funeral, John Lewis, and he turns it into a gerrymandering anti-Trump rally?
I know. He was trying to make it into another Paul Wellstone funeral like they had in Milwaukee, in Minnesota after he died in the plane crash, the senator. But he couldn't quite pull it off. And yeah, I agree with you about Fauci. I tell you one thing, though, about Fauci, you know, those Cools, he didn't buy them in Massachusetts because they're menthol. Thanks for the call, Rocky. Tim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tim.
Howie, do you think it's possible that Dr. Fauci is connected to the Democratic Party by any chance?
I saw some numbers that somebody had crunched from the Federal Elections Commission. You know, the people that are employed by the Centers for Disease Control, who they gave money to, and I think it was 99.7% went to Democrats. So, yeah, Tim, I think that's a pretty good deduction that you've made. That he's a Democrat, and he's been in Washington D.C. He's been inside the Beltway for over 50 years. Guy's almost 80 years old, and he just can't get enough of the limelight. He, you know, throwing out the first pitch and giving all these interviews. He gives interviews to everybody. He goes to the openings of matchbooks. He's a media hound, and I've had enough of him. I was so glad to see Jim Jordan just give him a raft of his own medicine, literally, today. Thanks for the call, Tim. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Thanks, Howie. Two quick things. I just drove through Hingham about an hour ago. I mean, you see all the Black Lives Matter signs on their lawns, and then they had a police rally today. I'm just thinking to myself, what are these people thinking? Give them also what they did to Judge Kavanaugh, what the Democrats did to Judge Kavanaugh. Don't they go to the website where Black Lives Matter is and see that they're promoting anarchist philosophy?
I know. Well, they ordered the fire department to take the Blue Lives Matter flag off the fire trucks, and the fire department has refused to do it, and I say God bless them. It was another high school kid that started the petition. See you on Monday. I'm Howie Carr.